Welcome to the show, Exaggerated Oswald.
Exaggerated Oswald.
Let me just say, this is first time, long time.
Oh, you first time guest, long time listener?
No, what I mean by that is, it's the first time I attempted to kill the president, I was successful.
And wow, okay.
Long time refers to how long I've been dead.
Okay, that's weird.
Visiting with Exaggerated Oswald. So are you a P1?
No, I'm not a P1. In fact, the first time I heard that term is when the newspaper reporters in the hall asked me that question.
That is exaggerated.
Why are you here?
Well, I'm here requesting some representation. I'm requesting that someone come forward to represent me in my new stand-up career.
Stand-up career?
Do you want to represent him, George? Or?
No, I'm on a distance.
How about if you got a new stand-up career, you want to do a few jokes for us?
You can turn down the music. Your mom is so fat that when she wants to iron her pants, she has to go out to the driveway.
Oh, I see, because, yeah.
Big pair of pants.
Yeah.
Your mama, she's so fat that her favorite necklace is the food chain.
Okay.
Pretty good cut down there. Yeah.
Two for two.
You know, your mama is so fat that the photo I took of her last Christmas is still printing.
Three for three. You're listening to one of the strange moments in ticket history. This is Exaggerated Oswald doing stand-up.
Could be a one and done here.
I want to thank you guys for coming out tonight to see my set.
Yeah?
You know, I hate blondes. Blondes are so dumb, you know. Did you hear about the blonde who tried to blow up her husband's car?
No.
She burned her lips on the tailpipe. Because that's where she tried to the thing.
I say four for four.
Do you know why the blonde was fired from the M&M factory?
Why?
She kept throwing away the W's. And it,
upside and down it, M there.
Yeah. Dug into the inventory.
Sure.
What do you do when a blonde throws a hand grenade at you? You pull the pin and you throw it back at her. I learned that in my CIA training.
Ooh, he had CIA training, huh?
Interesting.
You know, to a blonde, what's long and hard?
I don't know.
What?
Fourth grade. That's the answer to that question.
I didn't ask you a question.
Did you learn that from Mr. Cotter?
You guys are great. Love being here. You know why the blonde's belly button was sore?
Why?
Because her boyfriend was blind, too. And, and he did that thing.
Yeah.
You know, you're really good at this, the way you occasionally thank the crowd for being here.
You know, what's the most useless thing on a woman? Hmm. A drunk Irish guy at 3 a.m.
God.
It's not 1963 anymore, you know.
Well, I know that. That's why I designed my next joke for that purpose.
Okay.
What's the difference between an ISIS training camp and an Afghan wedding?
What?
I don't know, man. I just fly the drones.
God, that is terrible.
That'd be about enough.
Terrible.
You know, there's a new drug for lesbians to cure depression.
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
It's tricoxygen.
Okay, we're gonna let you go. Exaggeratedly, hey. Harvey Oswald.
So JFK blown away. What else do I have to say?
God.
Why doesn't Stephen Hawking do one-liners?
It's kind of like when
who's Stephen Hawking? I didn't even know.
It's kind of that September call-up, you know. That you may never see that player again.
Or
you never know.
May become a Friday fixture.
Could.
You never know.
You never know.
888-787-1310.
No, we're not taking calls. You're out the door.